because regardless of commercial, we don't buy something if it's a strategic fit. Right. The two areas that you were told about, one at Rochester Riverside and the other one under the arches there in Chatham, yeah, both of which are important regeneration areas. So that's why we made those purchases.
Right.
But, yeah, we do have to be cautious and we have to make sure we get a decent rate of return as well.
So it's something you are doing on a kind of smaller scale outside, you know, direct commercial acquisitions that are linked, you know.
Yeah, we're looking at something at the moment that if it comes off will be quite interesting, but it's very, very, very early days. We're also in the process of completing another purchase that actually fell outside the timescale you asked about.
Right.
So that's why you weren't told about it for two reasons. Firstly, you didn't ask. But secondly, I'm being flippant. Secondly, and most important, because it's only just completed.
Right. So it's a commercial sensitivity issue.
Yeah. But we'll go to talk about that soon.
All right. And is that housing related then in that case? Or?
No. These are commercial units.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. So, So I mean, does this imply that you're kind of better off than other councils, you know, like, or you get more money via government grants than perhaps Seven Oaks does, for example? Is that?
Oh, no, it's not that at all. This, some of these are going to be funded by borrowing.
Right.
So our rate of return will be after we take revenue provision account of, and borrowing cost account of, and, you know, we'll show a margin on top of that.
Yeah, so
a lot of local authorities are doing that.
Yeah, and do you have a kind of specific sort of income target, you know, rate of return that you set for all, you know,
we do, and we set a rate to return over 5%, and of course then you have to strip out the minimum revenue provision costs, which are about 2%, so you soon end up with that figure being driven down. It's an accounting exercise they're obliged to carry out, you know.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, some people might look at, you know, this kind of activity and say, well, you know, why is the council doing this if it's got money to kind of borrow for capital stroke commercial acquisitions? Why isn't it spending it directly on services?
Well, that's very easy to answer, because these are capital, you know, people don't always get the distinction. These are capital expenditure items that will show a revenue return. And basically, only a fool spends capital on propping up revenue services, because eventually the capital runs out.
Yeah, right.
I'm afraid that's the reality of it. So we often hear people say, well, if you hadn't spent money on this, you could have spent it on that. But of course, they mix the two together. And